Welcome back to part three of our informational interview with Mary Fajano.
That is so true, John. And then the other side that you just made me think about is, you know, I never considered myself a math person. If I could avoid taking a math class, I'd do anything I could to avoid it.
Yeah.
But once I got in each of these careers, math was very important. And as soon as the way my mind worked is, if I knew a practical application, if I knew why I was doing it, it made sense.
Yep.
So I had to learn retail math. I had to learn all kinds of math that had to do with design and layout, as well as budgeting. I had to put together projections every year for my territory.
Mm-hmm.
And then now in the nonprofit world, I've learned how to use QuickBooks. I've learned how to read spreadsheets. I've learned how to create annual budgets. And it will come if you open yourself up to it. Like, that's my advice to anyone who would say, oh, well, I only want to do this, or I mm-hmm. can't do that. If you can do one thing, you can do another. You just have to be able to understand why you're doing it and the importance of it.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up, because that, again, that's something I hear all the time from students of, I can't do this. Well, let's get you in kind of a situation. And I always say, when you get hired by a company, they will teach you. If you need to do QuickBooks, if you need to do Excel, if you need to do whatever it is, having that good foundation of a hard worker, good work ethic, those again, quote unquote, soft skills, everything else you can learn. And that's part of life, is learning and growing and developing and becoming better. So I now kind of want to transition with everything you've kind of learned in your past experiences, what you're doing today. What does a typical day look like in the co-founder of a nonprofit?
Wow. It has evolved. So we got our nonprofit 501c3 in 2016.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go through a lot of just basics at that time of, you know, what you're doing, setting up, getting a board and writing bylaws and making everything legal. And so sometimes it seems like your mission is taking the back seat to all of these things that you need to do to properly set up your organization.
Mm-hmm.
But my typical day now that we're, you know, 6 years into, 8 years, my goodness, yeah. It's 8 years into Thrive and Joy. Working with schools, so we have 5 schools right now that have our C11 Strength of Character program, and this is a student-led program. So I am working with the students to find out what their plans are for the club at their school. I'm hiring advisors. So we are now a work study partner with USC.
Mm-hmm.
So I have advisors that are off campus work study students from USC, and maybe we'll open it up to some other schools too. We'll see, but I'm pretty happy with our USC. Base of students. They're doing amazing work for us. So coordinating their responsibilities, because they're the ones who are actually going to the schools on a weekly basis, training them in how to support the students that we serve. I'm interacting with our grant writer to see where we are, you know, in terms of getting grants. I'm reaching out to donors to see, you know, are you going to be supporting us? You know, as we're coming up into our annual campaign. So I'm working with our graphic designer. Our campaign is called 11 Days of Giving, from 11/1 to 11/11. So working with the graphic designer, coming up with what our piece is going to look like for that. Getting ready for our board meeting. So I was up till 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, goodness.
Night.
Yeah.
Because during the day, there's so much going on with the students and what they're doing. Oh, also last night, we had a Zoom with 8 individuals who are going to be joining us on a trip to the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. And that trip is coming up October 16th. There is no typical day, I would say.
Yeah.
Few days ago, I was talking with our team. We have a school in South Africa that runs our program. So I was checking in with the leadership at that school to hear, and they were just glowing with how wonderful the program is at the school in South Africa. So I'd love to say there's just a routine and there's a very typical day, but a typical day is that, and today I get to talk with you, and that's a new experience. So
yeah.
There's no typical day.
Yeah. And thank you for sharing that, because that is, for some students, that's like, oh no, I don't know if I'd want to do that. But there are so many students who I talk with every single day who are like, I want to make a difference in the world. I want to make changes, but I also don't want to be trapped behind a desk and doing the exact same thing all day, every day. So it's very, very important for students to hear. And thank you for sharing that. There are options out in the world. There are things you can do where every single day is a new adventure. Every single day is a change. And if that's what you're looking for, then you can do it and you can have it.
Absolutely.
And so when you're kind of either for yourself or when you're bringing people onto your team, what are some of the skills or talents you feel like are most essential and most effective in this field?
Communication is number one.
Please join us for part 4 of our informational interview with Mary Fayano.